Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is Michelle Christensen, and I am here with Martina Zork of Starbrand Studio, and we are going to talk about some really terrific information about branding and how it can help your business. Martina is going to be presenting all of her great branding system information, and what we're going to talk about is how to uncover, own, and communicate your irresistible brand that attracts your ideal high-paying clients. So my name is Michelle Christensen, and you can find me online at michellechristensen.com, and I'm going to spell that just once so you have it for any links we might give out. It's MichelleChristensen. So I'm just going to tell you briefly who I am, and then we're going to get started. I'm a business strategist, and I work specifically with solopreneurs or people that have one-person businesses. And what's unique about that is that you do need to be a bit of a business generalist. And so I like to work with people that know what I don't know, and that's, in this case, it's branding, and Martina is an expert on that and is going to teach us about that. If you want to tweet during this call, you can. My handle is at the Michelle C, that's T-H-E-M-I-C-H-E-L-E-C, and Martina's handle is at Starbrand Studio, Starbrand Studio. And you can also find her on Facebook at facebook.com/StarbrandStudio. So I first met Martina earlier when she ran a giveaway called the Skyrocket Your Biz Giveaway. And this event was just phenomenal. I got a ton of new people in my community. And the way she ran it was just top notch. Everything was really high quality. Everything arrived when it was supposed to. And she made it so easy for me to really do great with this giveaway. And when I got to know her a little better and to understand what it is that she's great at, I just knew I really wanted to learn from her myself and to bring her knowledge and expertise into my community. So with that being said, let me turn it over to you, Martina, and why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for your great words. It's very kind of you. It was a pleasure having you on board for the giveaway event, and I'm really happy that we got to know each other a little better and that we are now collaborating in another way. So it's very exciting to be here with your people, and I can't wait to share.
Great.
So would you like me to start with a little bit of my story so everyone knows who they're listening to?
You know, I definitely would. I just wanted to mention one other thing. I have to cop to,
sure.
I have dogs. So if anyone hears dogs barking during this recording, they're mine. And I gave them a nice long walk, and they should be napping at the other end of the house. But just in case, the dogs are mine. So now, go ahead, take it away. Tell us about yourself.
So I have a background in law and law and economics, and I worked as a lawyer for a couple of years, but I felt miserable. I was just dying inside. And since I was interested in publishing, and back then I only knew about traditional publishing, I decided to go to two publishing seminars in New York City. That I mentioned it also, I also love New York, so it was the perfect combination. And so I went to those two publishing seminars, and a whole new world opened up for me. I discovered information marketing and coaching and business coaching for the first time. And when I got back home, I started subscribing to every possible e-zine and every call I could find to just get a sense of what this industry was all about and how I could start my own online business. That was in May, and then in September, I quit my job in the middle of the recession with no contacts, no prior business knowledge, no savings, nothing, with the incredible optimism and enthusiasm and that drive and that knowing that I needed to be an entrepreneur. So that was quite a few years ago. I started echoing, so hopefully, I don't know if it's on my end. So that was a few years ago, and then obviously it's been a journey, and I've learned so much through investing in programs and mentors, and I'm currently working with a multi-billionaire mentor who transformed me, really changed me from the inside out and shifted how I approach business and how I can help clients in a much more powerful way than before. So it's definitely been a wonderful, wonderful experience for me. And what my mission is to touch other women's lives and help other women entrepreneurs to thrive online, to create a business that honors their gifts and the lifestyle they want to create. And I want to help them go from struggling to really prospering without, you know, having to sacrifice their life, their femininity, or their dreams. And it's all possible with today's technology. It really doesn't matter where you are in the world. I'm based in Europe, and I want to be a role model for those people that are, you know, not based in the U.S. or they're thinking of moving away, you know, to a beach somewhere maybe, and that it's possible to have an online business and the lifestyle and the life that you really desire, you know, really regardless of where you live. So that's my message. I really want to be that voice for women that have a big dream. They want to have a big impact, and they are really tired of feeling invisible in this noisy, crowded marketplace. So that's why I chose branding and a holistic approach to branding as my, you know, message, as my lead in into my world, so that I can really help them from the foundational piece onwards.
Wow. That's a great story. So now you mentioned that you use a holistic approach to branding, and could you tell us how you define branding and why you think it's important?
Of course, of course. So first of all, I want to, you know, address that myth that branding is about logos and how your marketing materials look, because it's really not about that. That's just the tip of the iceberg. It's definitely part of branding, but it's not all of it. It's just one teeny tiny bit that comes after you've clarified your brand identity. And what I mean by branding really is that delicious ongoing process of communicating who you are, what you do, how you do it, and who you do it for in a memorable, impactful, and really life-changing way. So it's really the creative expression of you and your company, and it represents, as I said, the foundation for everything else you do in business. Because, you see, if you don't have your branding clear and all mapped out and in place, nothing you do in marketing or other types of promotion of your business will ever be efficient, and you're basically just wasting your resources, which is a great shame, because we know that small business owners are always on a budget, right? So I want to share this really amazing quote that about branding that, you know, I don't know the author, but I have it on my website because I feel that it's very powerful. And it goes like this. It says, "A brand is the most powerful piece of real estate in the world. It's the corner of someone's mind." And it's so true, because branding is about creating that emotional response in your audience. They need to have not just a rational, you know, reaction to hearing your brand name or your name, but they need to actually feel excitement and desire to get what you have, right? To follow you, to buy from you, to be in your space, to share your enthusiasm, your energy, your values. They need to have that hunger. And you need to be top of mind, because otherwise you're plain invisible. There's just so much competition out there that if you're not standing out, you're lost. Right? So that's kind of, I don't know if that answers your question, but this is in short how I see branding.
Yeah, no, I think you hit on some really good points, and I thought it was pretty interesting that you said they need to have an emotional response, not just a rational one, because the rational response might be like, well, like weighing out things like, you know, this one has, like, if I'm looking at, you know, like a product in the store, like one might be bigger or have more power, But the emotional part, my emotional reaction to it is important as well, not just sort of the rational part, which would be facts and figures.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting because studies have shown that we buy based on emotions, and then we rationalize our decisions later.
Huh.
So it's really important that people don't feel wishy-washy or kind of, so this is so-so, or I'm not really interested about your brand. They need to have a very strong response. And, you know, if it's not a fit for them to work with you or to purchase your product, that's fine. But really, I think the worst thing that can happen to your brand is to have potential customers or clients that are really, I guess, they just don't care about your brand or what you're doing or what you're up to. They are like, they're completely disinterested into what's going on. And so they will never become clients. And then, you know, they will never unsubscribe if they are on your list, which is costly at the end, right? So it's kind of like, they are in a limbo, and you're in a limbo with them, and it just doesn't serve anyone. So you always want to shoot for a really emotional, strong response, whatever that means. Don't be attached to it, and then be sad if people unsubscribe, because that just means that you've been clear enough and your brand is strong enough to help people make a decision whether or not staying in your world is something for them or not.
Hmm. So it sounds like if you really nail this branding thing, that you're going to have the majority of people will either be strongly in your community or strongly out.
Yes, because basically what branding is helping people make an informed decision whether or not your services and your products are right for them. Mm-hmm. And that's the best and the easiest and probably the least expensive way to filter your audience and your prospective clients and really end up with those that are raving fans without having to deal with, you know, refunds, or at least not as much refunds, as many refunds, and complaints and, you know, unsatisfied customers. Because when they know what they're getting, when they actually make their investment, and they are really strongly convinced this is right for them, then these situations happen really rarely. You know, they usually have a great brand experience, and they share this great brand experience with their friends, and so your business has the opportunity to grow virally.
That's neat. That's a really neat idea that, you know, the thing you don't want is a lot of people being wishy-washy. Like, you want people to either, you know, feel like, oh, I have to be around this person, or no, that person's not for me. Like, and it's a service too, I think, to help people to be really clear on that. Like, with everyone so busy and so overloaded with information, it's almost like, do you want to be one more thing in their world where they're kind of like hovering, thinking about it, not sure about it, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. I agree. And that's why I'm always so surprised when people tell me, oh my God, I'm so afraid of emailing my people because they will unsubscribe. Well, you know, if you're not emailing them, you can't really build a relationship with them. You are, again, you're in a limbo and nothing's going on. And what good do they do to your business or to themselves if they stay there inactive and you don't communicate with them? I mean, it doesn't make sense, right? But people still feel that way often. You know, I actually hear this from my clients. And it's such a surprise because obviously, you know, the point of building your list is to grow your business and expand your reach. It's not about being silent and hiding out.
Yeah.
You know, so so it's kind of always funny to hear that.
Yeah. Now, one of the things I hear you talk about is not just getting clients, but getting ideal high-paying clients. And why do you focus on that instead of just getting clients in general?
Well, first of all, they are a lot more pleasant to work with because they're usually a lot more invested and committed to their own results. So they're doing the work, they are taking responsibility for their actions. And there's another point that I want to make is that they usually kind of make you grow as well, because you need to be on top of your game all the time if you want to attract this A-list type of clients. You need to match their high vibration. You need to be at their same vibrational energy level or higher in order for them to hire you in the first place. And then you need to keep growing, and you need to keep investing in yourself and innovating and creating, you know, new surprises and new ways to wow them so that they stay with you. And I think that's one of the best ways for every business owner to stay engaged and excited about what they're doing and on the thriving edge of business. I believe that it's really giving yourself that challenge of actually servicing really high-end, intensive, basically, clients that are really operating on a higher level of consciousness, of action, of mindset is a gift that you can give yourself. It's amazing because it helps you become a better CEO. It helps you become a better service provider and just really take your business to the next level, skyrocketing your brand.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And if you think about kind of in any business, the real joy comes not from doing like the very first, the ABCs. It comes from like the really like high level work. And to do that higher level work, you need people that are at that higher level, kind of just a few steps behind you. And like you said, to keep them, you have to kind of stay, keep investing, keep growing yourself. That's a terrific benefit.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other thing I wanted to mention is that, you know, since working with invested clients usually results in less drama. That means that you get to work in a more positive, joyful environment, and you don't need to deal with so much, so many issues that would kind of take away from that blissful state when you get to create and you get to be in your zone of genius. And I think that is a very important aspect of this too, because it somehow protects you from, you know, having to dedicate a lot of your energies and time and resources to solving problems with unhappy clients that could have been prevented in the first place.
Yeah.
Right, by filtering them out. So there are multiple benefits, and it amazes me how people are often settling for just any client when that can really mean catastrophe for their business.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great way to look at which kind of clients you really want to work with. You know, that's terrific. Now, here's a question. The marketplace is getting so crowded out there. There's so much going on. It's so noisy. And, you know, it's hard, like you mentioned, feeling invisible, and it's very hard to get some visibility. So what does it take to stand out in this noisy, crowded marketplace we all face now?
That's a great question. Yeah, there are a zillion things you can do, but ultimately it boils down to a really good plan and basically being crystal clear on what is it that you want to achieve and what are your priorities and what are your deal breakers? What is it that, you know, are your rules of conduct basically that you don't want to breach, that you really want to respect your own boundaries? So you need to be clear about what is it that you want in your business and what is it that you don't want in your business, because that clarity attracts a lot of opportunities that, you know, create a snowball effect or a ripple effect, if you want, in your business, where things start happening, you gain momentum, and then it grows from there. So first of all, clarity and planning. The second piece, I would say, you need to have the courage to be seen and to become a leader and a role model for people. You can't hide out and expect people to see you and hire you, because they don't know about you. And plus, you don't vibrate with that energy that would be client attractive, right? So absolutely, you need to kind of have that self-worth and self-love to be able to say, okay, so right now I'm going to step into my purpose and I'm going to build this business the way it should be built and the way I deserve and the clients I'm supposed to serve deserve. And I'm going to be visible and I'm going to do bold things and I'm going to have my own opinion and I'm going to speak my truth, right? It's about courage. It's absolutely necessary, because when you embrace that role of a leader, people start noticing, and that's when competition starts fading away. And then the third piece I would say that's really important is care. Care about yourself, your business, and your audience. So you need to great care of yourself as a business owner, because you're your own biggest asset. You can't give the best to your clients and to your business partners if you're not taking care of your body, of your mind, of your spirit, of, you know, everything, who you, like, your entire person, your entire being. You need to care. You need to care that, care how you present yourself, how you show up in the world, how you come across, what kind of energy you bring to the table. It needs to be important. It's just, I think it's a self-respect thing as well. So this care for yourself, it's one of the most important things that you can put in place now, and it will start showing in the way other people see you and approach you, and it will really improve your relationships and your results in business as well, I believe. Then the care for your business, obviously, you don't have the luxury of treating it as a hobby. You need to care more than that, right? Because your gifts that you've been given, your expertise, and the clients you're meant to serve, they deserve it. They deserve more than you treating your business as a hobby. So that's another key point that I see, and a key mistake that I see a lot of entrepreneurs making. And then the care for your audience is absolutely essential as well, because people need to feel cared for, or they won't trust you, they won't like you, they won't buy from you. We are living in an era of relationship marketing, and business is done through relationships. We buy from people, not from companies, and we all want to feel cared about and taken care of, right? So it's really crucial that you build this care and like genuine, I guess, pampering into your brand experience, right? Your audience needs to feel loved and special, and they need to know that you are doing everything you can to provide amazing customer service for them and an amazing experience, and do everything in your power to serve them, you know, with excellence. That's important, because when they feel that, when they feel that care from you, they start trusting you a lot more, and they become, that's the moment when they really become your raving fan.
Yeah, you know, I was listening to a training the other day, and we were talking about list building, and they said, don't ever forget that the numbers on your list are people. Like, they're not numbers. They're not email addresses. They're actually people, and you need to treat them like people that you really care about. And, you know, I think that kind of goes with what you're saying. Like, you can't just, you know, forget that these are people who deserve your absolute best.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And I would say, you know, if you really want to stand out, care more than everybody else. Because, you know, people in like, in today's marketplace, they get really surprised when they actually see you respond personally to an email, when it's not your assistant, when you actually reply to a Facebook message, or you pick up the phone and call them, or do anything that really shows that they're not a number, but the person you care for.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really interesting how, you know, we are surprised when we see someone that we look at and we kind of look at them as a role model, as a leader in the industry, and then we see them engage with individuals and, you know, kind of be approachable. And that's exactly what every one of us should be doing. And we should never lose sight of that, even when we grow and we build empires, if that's what we want to do. Because that personal touch is everything. We can't create a disconnect, a gap between us and our audience, or everything will be over really soon. You know, you can't have a nurturing, loving relationship if you ignore it, basically. So, and if everything is just plain automated and there's no heart in it. So I'd say that care more than you do now, or probably you already care a lot, but maybe you don't show it. So find ways to show it. Make a list of, let's say, 10 ways you can show how much you care about your people this week.
That's great. That's a great little gold nugget there, because, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I got this one nailed. I really care about my company, but I could probably learn by showing it more. Like, that's the key thing. Like, do you show it enough? Like, I'm sure everyone listening probably really cares about their audience and their community and their business, but, you know, do you show it? Well, let's do that. Let's make that list of 10 things and do it and challenge ourselves to do it this week.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's terrific.
Awesome.
So you just gave us some really good tips on how to attract these clients that we want. What are some ways, things we should avoid doing if we want to attract clients and an audience we love?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another awesome question. So I have a few of them I'd like to highlight, because I think they really make the difference. So one of them is failing to deliver happiness and excellence, and basically failing to deliver on your promise. If you don't provide an excellent brand experience to your audience, and I'm talking, when I say audience, I say, you know, I mean prospects, clients, business partners, anyone who comes in contact with your business. If they are disappointed, if they expected something else and you didn't get it, or if you plain disappointed them because it was just interacting with you was just boring or cold, or there was no substance to it, you didn't add any value, or you somehow did something that rubbed them the wrong way, then, you know, they will be gone really soon. And they will look elsewhere to partner or to buy from, you know, to find a different provider. It can happen really fast. And they will often not even tell you why they're going away, because, you know, they want to avoid the unpleasant situation of having that conversation. So you as the business owner need to make sure that the brand experience you're providing every step of the way is pleasant, is joyful, is seamless, right? As much as you can. And if you make a mistake, apologize. Reach out, you know, say you're sorry, be genuine about it. People understand, and they're very forgiving if you show that you're sorry. In a believable way, of course, you really need to be sorry if you don't care. We go back to that discussion about care. But really have that normal relationship, person to person, and you know, then it shouldn't be a problem. But just like another thing that I wanted to really emphasize here, I really want everyone to remember, I know that you heard the expression, done is better than perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, in a lot of cases it is. However, it's crucial that you don't settle for a mediocre type of experience for your people. You need to be ambitious in the sense that you need to keep improving the experience you're giving so that it can get better and better, and you really want to make it as perfect as humanly possible. Settling for just done, you know, will just, what will do for you is it will place you right in the middle of the marketplace in that invisible zone. So that's really not what you want, right? So if you want to stand out, work on your brand experience and deliver every time, meet the expectations, and if possible, surpass them and set a new, you know, set the bar higher, right? So that's one of the things that I wanted to kind of point out as a big mistake to avoid. Another one is failing to plan and failing to be strategic, right? If you're not intentional about what you're doing, if you don't have a destination, how can you get there? Like, it will, things will start happening to you. You'll be in a reactive mode instead of a proactive mode, and then you won't get the result that you wish for. So that's a really big mistake, and it goes for business in general, but in branding, it's just as important as in any other area of business because, you know, either you can brand yourself or not, but you will have a brand because the other people will create it for you. You know, it's, remember, it's how they perceive you. It's the perception they have of you in your business, in their mind. So they really don't need you necessarily to form that opinion. It's just that if you're active in branding, if you're intentional and strategic and you plan, then you can influence that perception. And you can make sure that that perception is just where you want it to be, just as you want it to be. So, you see, it's like if you leave things the way they are, you will still get branded, just not the way you want. So you really have no choice if you want your business to really succeed. You need to be active in creating your brand. You need to co-create it with your audience. You need to kind of direct where it's going. Otherwise, it's going to be like a ship lost at sea, right?
Yeah.
So can I share a few more?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Awesome. Thank you. So another big mistake I see entrepreneurs making is failing to create that emotional connection that we were talking about. And the way you do that is through the way you communicate. So through copy, through visual, you know, images, through energy, through everything that you use as communication channels. And what's important here to remember is that you need to really touch the pleasure points that your potential clients want to achieve. You know, they want to experience those. They want the results. They want the benefits. They want the outcomes. It's, of course, crucial that you also mention the pain, the problems that they need solved. But I would say that, and it depends on the type of your brand and business, I would say that still the emphasis is on the positivity, on the benefits. I see a lot of mentors actually teaching that you should focus a lot more on the problems and on the pain. But the reality is that that creates a slightly sour experience from the get-go, if you know what I mean. It's like from the very beginning, when people come to you for help, they get immersed in this negativity, in this problem zone, and kind of like they feel the heaviness of it, right? And yes, sure, you have the solution for it, but think about how you got this relationship started, right, with the heaviness and the problems, and it's everything feels very hard and kind of just gloomy, right? So what I recommend my clients to do is to, yes, touch on the pain points, but then really quickly transition into all the positive outcomes, all the positive consequences and ripple effects and like everything good that will come from solving the problem, so that your client starts getting that positive experience, positive brand experience right away. You know, even from when they are visiting an invitation or a sales page, kind of learning more about your services or products, or you have a conversation with them. I really believe that if you make people feel good, they will be a lot more responsive to what you have to say.
Yeah, you know, that makes sense. It's like, yeah. I don't want to, like, if I had, like, say, a medical issue, like a back pain, I don't want to just talk about my back pain. I want to be talking about how, well, once this is gone, I'm going to be able to run again, and I'm going to be able to throw the ball for my dog, and I'm going to be able to climb a ladder, and, you know, like, all the positive, great things, not just staying focused on that bad thing and getting rid of it, but taking it a step further and say, yeah, we're going to get rid of your pain, but you're going to have all this great stuff come in, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, absolutely. And then another thing I wanted to share, another mistake, is that you really can't be inconsistent and create confusion in your audience if you want your brand to be memorable. Consistency really is key, even though I know that everybody's talking about it, you can see it everywhere, but it's the truth. It's that important. So whatever you do, make sure that your brand language, your visuals, the energy that emanates from your communication, everything, the whole package, it stays congruent and consistent, so that people start recognizing you. They start recognizing your style. I was really happy when I got some feedback from a reader of a magazine that I was featured in, and they said, I knew that this was your article even before I saw who the author was.
Wow.
Because it was just such a testament that I've developed a voice that my people recognized. You know, so try to be consistent. Let me back a bit. Don't try, just do it.
Yeah.
I don't use the word try anymore. My mentor taught me not to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really paying attention to my language. So just do it.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
And then another. And so the last mistake I want to share, the fifth one, is don't hope that your clients will magically show up if you don't have three things in place. And those are mindset, energy, and actions. You need all three of them, because all three of them are components of your business success. You need to have the right mindset that supports you growing this business and thriving in it. You need to have the right energy. If you have energy blocks that are preventing you from receiving money, let's say, how can you ever enroll clients? It's impossible, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not an energy expert, but I know enough that this is an issue for a lot of people. And then the third piece, the actions, obviously, you need external strategies that support your goals and your dreams. So it's very, very important that you work on all these three things, not just one of them. All three of them need to be at a certain level, need to be aligned so that you can have the business and lifestyle that you want.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I like that you included action in that, because I think a lot of people get caught in this idea like, oh, I just need to have the right mindset, or I need to do the right visualizations or whatever. And, you know, without taking action, that stuff really isn't going to be all that effective.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. And you see, it's, and then on the other side, there are some people that are just doing, right? They're taking action all the time, but they never stop to actually make sure that their energy is in the right place, or that their thoughts and their beliefs are where they should be. So I think that different entrepreneurs fall in different traps, but I think we can finally, make sure that everyone understands that all three of these things matter, and so we can all make sure that we are working on them, and just, and it's not about working hard. Sometimes it's about letting go, but a lot of times it's about listening to your intuition and listening to, you know, to what your gut is telling you. That inner voice is just so powerful. And if you just take the time to stop, to slow down, to breathe, and to really ask yourself, what is it that I'm creating? What is it that I really, really want? Then the answers come. We have all the answers we need already inside of us.
Cool. Okay, so do you have any other final thoughts on things that can sabotage your brand?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What else?
I identified five syndromes, as I call them.
Mm.
And list them, because their names are so clear, I think you'll understand instantly what I mean. So the first one is the hiding out syndrome. The second is the bright shiny object syndrome. The third one is the good enough syndrome. Remember when I was explaining about done is better than perfect, and how you shouldn't settle for being mediocre, because otherwise you'll stay in that invisible zone of the marketplace. Mm-hmm. The fourth one is the copy-paste syndrome, where you think that everybody else is better than you and you start modeling a little bit too much. And then the this can wait syndrome, which goes, you know, that's connected with the fact that, branding is really not something you can put on the back burner. It's just, it's happening now, and you can either, you know, do something about it and make sure that your business is successful, or you can ignore it and then pay for the, you know, consequences.
Mm-hmm. Take what you get.
So these are kind of like the five things that really can sabotage you, and you can easily avoid them now that you're aware of them.
Can you go back to number two? I think I missed number two.
Oh, yes, the bright shiny object syndrome.
Oh, boy. That one I know well.
Yeah. So you can't really allow yourself to be distracted by every new technique that comes into your industry, because, when you're working on a budget and maybe you haven't gotten a big team in place yet, you really need to choose your battles, basically. You need to choose what are the techniques, the strategies that you will focus on and put your energy in and your resources in. And then the rest, you know, they will come a little later. They can wait, if need be. It's better to master a few strategies and really get them working for you than be everywhere at once and accomplish nothing.
Yeah,
so
that's
I wanted
a big
to explain.
One.
I wanted to explain that a little bit for those that maybe are completely new to the coaching industry and they don't know about bright shiny object syndrome.
And, you know, I think entrepreneurs are particularly susceptible to that one, because we love new ideas. Like, we're like addicted to ideas. And every entrepreneur you talk to has a million great ideas. And the problem is when you're implementing something, usually you get to that point about halfway to two-thirds of the way through where it starts to get boring. The grind comes. You've been working on it for a while and there's no reward. And that's when it gets tempting to jump onto the next exciting thing. But that's exactly when the worst time is, because now you've got something two-thirds of the way done and you're not getting any of the benefits from it because it's not done.
Oh, yeah. Because most entrepreneurs, we are fire starters, right?
Yeah.
And it's a lot more difficult to complete something than to start something new. So it's just a trap that we can't allow ourselves to fall into.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so I understand you're going to share a step-by-step plan on how to uncover, own, and communicate your own irresistible star brand.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, absolutely. And it's actually something that I've created my branding system and branding product around. And I want to give you an overview so that you know exactly what you need to have in place to be able to really say, okay, so now I have a great foundation and I can build on that, and it's going to be efficient, right? I'm not going to waste any more resources, any more energy, any more time. I'm going to rock this, and my business is now ready to grow exponentially. So the first piece of it is, I call it the uncover your star power, how to step into your brilliance and plant the seeds of an irresistible brand. That's actually the title of a free call that I have for you if you'd like to, you know, join me. I'm basically offering this entire training module for free to everyone so that you can get started right away. So let me tell you a little more about this step one, because I think that that is where everyone needs to start. Even if you've been in business for a while, it's always good to, you know, do a little checkup and see if your brand has evolved. Usually, you know, our brands evolve because we grow, and so we need to take them with us. It's not something branding, that I should really highlight that. Branding is not something that you do once and then you forget about it, right? It's an ongoing process. And every, let's say, 6 months, it's a good idea to check in with your brand and see what's going on. If there are any changes that you'd like to make, if there's any there's been any developments in your expertise, in your values, in how you see the world, where you're going, how you want to be perceived, all these things, right? You need to stay on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I believe that this module one is a great place for everyone to get started, regardless of how many years you've been in business and where you are, because it's always good, even if you're advanced and seasoned as an entrepreneur, to go back and just really, you know, give yourself that time to make sure that what you're currently presenting as your brand, what you're currently projecting, I should say, is aligned where who you are right now. So do you want me to share a little bit what's in that module? Because everyone can get it for free. So, you know, I think it would be it would be worthwhile to share what kind of things go into that first step.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, and it's terrific that people are actually going to be able to get access to this first piece of your, you know, sort of core training plan for free. So yeah, let's talk about what first module is.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So in this module, we talk about what is your star power and why activating it is so essential for reaching your potential. We talk about how to look past the fragments and see the grand mosaic of your unique combination of gifts, expertise, background, interests, insights, and more. And I'll tell you, this is really important, because what I see is out there is a lot of multi-passionate entrepreneurs that have a zillion different gifts and have done so much in their lives that they're basically like expert at so many things. And then what happens is that on their websites, let's say, I'll just give you an example that I see very often, because probably someone on this call can recognize themselves in this situation. So what happens is that on their website, they have all these different offerings that touch on and tap into their different pieces of expertise and gifts and all that. And what happens at the end is that somebody looks at their website and they get so confused because there's no common thread to what they're doing. There's nothing that links it all together. So they're just fragments that are lost in space, and there's no mosaic, there's no big picture, there's nothing to get excited about, because mm-hmm. it's just kind of, it feels like grabbing at straws, and you can't feel, nothing sticks. It's like you don't even know where you are. Everything feels so confusing, and that's a huge problem for people, because how can somebody refer you to a friend if they don't even know what you're doing? How can they hire you if they're confused?
And, that makes great sense.
And, you know, this is more common than what you would think. It's very common. And people believe that if they throw in more stuff and more offerings, they will make more money. But that's really not the case, because the more you complicate your offering structure, the more confused the audience can get, unless you're really strategic, they know you really well, and you have a very clearly defined brand. So if you're just starting out with branding and in business in general, start with just a few core offerings, and I'll go into that in the next steps. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited to be sharing this with you. It's my brand new system, and I've been working with clients one-on-one on this, and now I'm finally packaging it up so that more people can have access to this. And so I'm really grateful to be on this call with you to be able to share.
It's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. So another thing that that this free audio will show you is what are the star power archetypes and their four spiritual agreements, and how can they can help you identify your signature style of approaching business. This is a system that I've outlined with star power archetypes, as I call them, and they're really fun to kind of dive into, and we'll go into that during that free call. So I'm looking forward to that. And another thing that this call will also help our audience discover is who they need to be to become unstoppable opportunity magnets. There are 9 keys, and you need all 9 for the magic to happen. And it's actually taken from my upcoming book called Brand Yourself Irresistible. It's not coming out just yet, you know, it's in the works. But these 9 keys will be in the book, and this is the first time I'm sharing them with the world. So I'm super excited about this call. And so the last point that we'll cover is, what is your fastest path to monetizing your brilliance and creating the business of your dreams? So it's going to be a really content-rich training call. You know, if you'll get to know me, and you'll see that, you know, I don't hold anything back. So we'll have a lot of fun on that if you'll want to join me.
That sounds terrific. Why don't you, do you want to give the access information for that now, and then we'll give it again when we wrap up?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
And so, if you miss this, don't worry. Like, for the people listening, if you miss it right now, don't worry. At the end, we're going to wrap it all up, and we'll give you this information again. But go ahead and give them the information on how to get access to this.
Sure, thank you. So it's www.uncoveryourstarpower.com.
Uncoveryourstarpower.com.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Yes.
And what's the next step of the system? So we got step one.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, that's step one. So really going into your star power, your unique brilliance, figuring out what the mosaic is. And then step number two is about going from concept to profits and unveiling your message, formulating your promise, and monetizing your unique selling proposition. So really kind of setting the stage for turning your unique brilliance into a real profitable business. That's step two.
Mm-hmm.
What I really want to emphasize is that you absolutely need to know and get clear on your big idea, on your message. Why is it that you're doing what you're doing? What's the belief and the passion behind it? What kind of change do you want to see happen in the world? That's so essential to be able to pinpoint that and know, because that is kind of like the guiding star of your brand and your business, right? That is where you want to start. Once you have your unique brilliance outlined, the next step is to figure out what the big idea behind your business is, mm-hmm. what your message is. And then from there, once you also identify your ideal clients and, you know, the business model you want to use that fits your vision of how you want to live your life and what kind of business you want to have, there comes the brand promise.
And is this step three, the brand promise?
No, it's still under step two. So going from concept to profit, setting the foundation.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So the brand promise is, you know, what is it that basically it outlines the expectation that a potential client should have when they're considering, you know, purchasing from you, whatever that means. Right? Because it depends on what type of business you have. But what is it that you're promising them? What kind of experience? What kind of results? Right? And I want to, you know, make sure that everybody understands something really important. And I want to share this because I saw this incredible video on YouTube, and it was by Vishen Lakhiani, and it was about market sophistication. And I've never seen anyone talk about it, so I want to share it to make sure that everybody knows about it. So there are different stages of market sophistication, and at a certain point, it's not enough to be known for what you do, but it's about branding how you do it. The how becomes extremely important. And I believe that in today's marketplace, with the majority of the businesses that I believe our audience is running, that is a very, very important tip, because you need to figure out what is it that's so special about the way you deliver your promise, the way you make the result happen. It's not enough to just deliver the positive outcome, it's how you do it. I'm repeating myself because I really want you to remember, because I don't see many people talk about this, and it's essential for your business to succeed. So that's step two.
Okay.
That's module two. Module three is all about your story and your brand language. So you definitely want to uncover what your special brand story is. What is that story that will help your audience connect with you and start that relationship with you? And what is it that will really hook them? How can you make sure that they will start listening to you? They will start seeing you as a role model. If that's the business that you're running, how can you use that, the power of storytelling, to get them through the door and then keep them engaged? Because we all know that people, we love stories. Always loved stories throughout history. And so it's an incredible, powerful tool to use for branding purposes and for, you know, really growing your business in a very natural way. You don't need to be salesy if you can tell stories. You see?
That's right.
I believe there's such an incredible magic in storytelling and a lot of entrepreneurs are not using it or are not using it enough. There could be something done there. So think about how you could tell more stories in your business and what are those stories that get most most feedback for you. Just start noticing what people react to and what kind of responses do you get. And brand language, I want to share that it's and I touched on this before, it's really key that you become intentional about the words you use, and then you identify certain expressions that become typical for your brand and that people start recognizing as your signature expressions. And it's fun to do it because it doesn't have to be constructed. You can just start noticing your natural conversational way of talking. And what are some of the phrases that you often use, or greetings, or, you know, anything like that, that it just appears often in your copy or in your spoken word. And write those down. Ask your friends, ask your clients, what did they notice? So that will start creating a very special flavor of language that will help people remember you more.
Hmm.
Yeah. So next, module number four, step number four, is going deeper into what's your brand personality and your special signature style of doing things. And this is where, in my program, we dive into the star power archetypes a lot more. And there's an assessment and cards and all of that, so that you can really understand what is your unique style of approaching business, of, let's say, marketing or having sales conversations, building your team, communicating with business partners. Everything that you do in business, everything is branding. Everything affects your brand. And it's really a very kind of natural process where everything is connected, right? So you need to be conscious of every single thing that's going on, and you want to make sure that it's branded, that it has your special touch. And that's how, you know, people will start kind of noticing you more, and you won't be in that gray zone anymore along with everyone else. And one of the tips that I want to give, a bonus tip, is that look at your opt-in sequence. Is it branded or is it plain and boring and cookie cutter? Right?
Mm.
So how you do one thing is how you do everything. So be sure that every single touch point, even just something as simple as an email in the opt-in sequence, that reflects your personality. It needs to speak and scream, this is you, this is your brand, right? It needs to be in alignment with it. Everything needs to be aligned. If there's a disconnect, people will run away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Interested in hearing about number five?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, we should maybe try and get through these last few. I'm just looking at the time, and we've been on the phone a little more than an hour, so let's see if we can get through these last few a little.
Absolutely.
You know.
I can go through them really fast. They're quite straightforward, so it wouldn't be difficult to do. So step number five is, get clear on what your ingredients are, what is it that you can help people do, and then systematize them in the star system, as I call it, which, you know, what it is that it's a step-by-step system from problem to solution that you take your clients through. It's simple, right? And you can, mm-hmm. you can definitely outline it by yourself or have somebody else help you do that and kind of coach it out of you.
Mm-hmm.
The next step number six, is using that star system and those ingredients to create your signature or flagship program. So that's one program that you become known for. And then you can add additional programs and spin-off programs later on, but you want to have that one program that is really your signature. And the difference between this program and the STAR system is that when I say program, I mean also how you deliver it. So what's the format of it? Not just the substance, but also, you know, the form. How do you deliver your expertise? What is the structure of it? And then, you know, you need to pay attention to pricing as well so that it reflects your brand, it's aligned. You can have a high-end brand with just low-ticket items. That's just a kind of a side note. Step number 7 is use your flagship signature program to then create a free gift that leads to it, a signature talk that leads to it, and a special gift that leads to it. And I'll tell you why. Because you need all those components to be able to speak for other people's audiences, give gifts, and you know, and have a free, so I mentioned two different gifts, and I want to clarify. The free gift is one that is on, let's say, your main website, is the one that you're using all the time, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. When I say special gift, I mean a gift that you only use for special occasions, like when you're a guest on a telesummit or you are participating in a giveaway event or you're doing something a little special and you want to make the audience of that event feel special, right? So they're right. The only ones that they're basically getting it, right? It's not like something that is freely available all the time, everywhere, for everyone. Because you want to create that feeling of kind of intimacy and kind of special care. Mm-hmm. So you basically need two gifts and a signature talk, and all of them need to be connected with your flagship signature program so that the logical next step for someone who experiences your free taste, if they want more, they can continue learning and, you know, working with you through that signature program. It really flows naturally. That's what you want to achieve.
Yeah, and you know what's really interesting about that is you're the first person I've really heard talk about creating this flagship first and then plucking the gifts out of it rather than vice versa. Like, I think most of the time we're advised to, one of the first things to do is create your free gift. And what you're saying makes a lot of sense, because if you create your free gift first, it might not have anything to do with your flagship program, whereas if you create the flagship program first and then kind of pluck some of it out to give away as a gift, I can see exactly what you're saying, that it's going to flow much nicer and it's going to make a lot of sense that if they like the gift, they're going to be interested in the flagship program. So I think that's gold right there.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, absolutely. You need to reverse engineer everything, mm-hmm. because you need to start with a goal in mind and then plan backwards so that everything makes sense and it's, you know, just flows. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with you know, calendaring, basically. If you want to host an event, you set the date of the event first, and then you reverse engineer all the steps that need to happen so that you can do it. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't start with what's happening now and then hope that sometime along the line you'll get to your destination. So, reverse engineering is such a powerful concept in business.
Terrific.
You know, if you haven't tried it yet, if you haven't used it yet, then start today and you'll see dramatic shifts in your results, I believe. Yeah.
So, let's see, number 8.
8, yes. So number 8 is all about your brand image, so your visuals and your brand touch points, marketing materials, your website, your social media presence, so everything that has to do with graphic presentation, right? And so, as I said, this is the tip of the iceberg, and this, you see why we actually waited until the end, almost, to actually start talking about this, because you need to have clarity about what you're doing and why you're doing it and what's your message first to be then able to translate that into an image. And it goes together with, you know, your pricing strategy and how high-end your brand will be. If it's going to be high-end, if that's what you discover throughout through working on your, you know, system and program, then your visual, your visuals, your image needs to reflect that. Then step number 9 is you need to accelerate your credibility. I don't think you want this thing to last forever. You want to gain authority and trust quick, right? Because all of us, we don't have any time to waste. And it's very important to have credibility in order to get clients and be invited to speak, or, you know, just attract the opportunities that you desire. So the way you want, you can accelerate getting credibility is with through proximity. So you want to be associated with the right causes, the right centers of influence, the right, you know, role models and gurus, in quotes, from your industry. Just make a list of who is it that would really enhance your credibility for whatever business you have, right, in your space. So connections, collaborations, endorsements, that's incredibly powerful. And it can really skyrocket you really fast. So if you're able to leverage your connections, then, you know, you're golden. You're halfway there. If you have the right stuff, if you're genuine and, you know, you have integrity, then I find that a lot of the A-list players, the so-called A-list players, they are often really happy to help newcomers, because we all are aware of the importance of sharing and supporting each other's success. And the concept of competition is really a little outdated already. So you just need to reach out. You need to be clear on who you want to connect with, and you need to add value to them and come from a genuine place, and then, you know, just have the courage of looking at them as your peers, not somebody that you need to kind of worship, right? It's not about that. We're all people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's important. And then the other ways you can accelerate your credibility are getting publicity, you know, applying for awards, getting sponsors, just really kind of looking at different ways and different strategies that can boost your visibility for all the right reasons. You can, you know, organize events, publish books. The important thing is to be kind of everywhere, because once you are everywhere, then people, you know, they start looking at you as somebody that, you know, has a certain, you know, power in the marketplace, right? Obviously, you're very connected because you're everywhere. You have your ducks in a row. You know, you obviously mm-hmm. you're doing stuff. So you start changing and shifting the perception that people have about you and your brand. So that's why it's so important. And then the last two steps are branching into a brand family. This is really all about brand architecture. How do you have an umbrella brand and then sub-brands and still have everything connected and aligned and nothing is clashing and it makes sense, it's not confusing? So how do you do that? How do you have your main brand and then introduce, you know, sub-brands that are your products, your, you know, your events, your membership programs, things like that? And the last one is brand evolution, your brand evolution path. Because as I said, your brand evolves all the time, and you need to have a clear plan on how you're going to support that evolution, how you're going to follow it, anticipate it, act on it, and monetize it. So that's it.
Great. And I just want to add the numbers onto those last two, just so that everyone has them. So step 9 was accelerate your credibility. Step 10 was build your brand family. And then step 11 was create your brand evolution path. So that should be all the steps for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, that's the brand evolution path, I believe, is step 12, if I'm not mistaken. But at the end, it doesn't really matter that much.
Yeah.
The important thing for everyone is really to remember what it takes to stand out. And if you have the numbers done right, it's fine. But if you don't worry about it.
And we'll give out, you know, the listeners will be able to get more information on this.
Oh,
later.
Absolutely.
So we'll have that information.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
And I'm very approachable, so they can email me anytime.
Yeah, and we'll give out all your contact information again at the end.
Awesome.
So, what's the one thing everybody can do right away to accelerate their success?
Well, thank you for the question. It's great. So I think that what I would say is go to your clients and prospects and your peers. So these three groups of people, and ask them how they perceive you, what they think of you, what are the three adjectives they would use to describe your brand. You need to get a really good sense of where you are right now before you can move forward, so that you at least know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and that's something that everyone can do. It's free, right?
Yeah.
It's something every single person on this call can do this week. And that's why it's so powerful. And there's no excuses anymore. Like, if you find yourself looking for excuses why you would not do it and you would procrastinate doing it, just, catch yourself and stop right there. And do it anyway, because this is what will give you like a reality check on what's really going on in your business and with your branding. And, you know, once you're clear on that, that's really the first step. And then you can go and create the new reality or new star brand reality. And, you know, a great way to get started with that is by listening to the free call that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So really, I think it's as simple as that. I think, as I said, a lot of the answers are already within you. Just listen to your intuition. And then if you need to get more information, get more information, get support, get a mentor. Just like commit to yourself that you're going to get your branding handled in a joyful and beautiful and fulfilling way so that you can really create that thriving business you desire. Because without the right branding, you're risking big, right? You're risking that you won't make the income or the impact that you want. And there's no reason why you shouldn't. You have everything it takes.
Mm. That last thought was so terrific. Like, I'm tempted just to end it right there, but I do want to ask, is there anything else that you, I don't know how you could top that, but is there anything else that you want to share before we kind of wrap it up?
Oh, I'm nervous now. I'm going to top that. I want to share something from my personal experience, and I already mentioned my mentor. You know, when I started working with her, it was incredible. It was such a leap because I didn't have the 5-figure investment that she was asking, and that was on a partial scholarship, right? And it was still 5 figures.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew that I needed support and I needed to expand. I needed to have somebody beside me that has done what I wanted to do and will help me see what's possible beyond what I can see. And, you know, I'm a natural visionary. I've been planning for the 10 years ahead since I was probably 10 years old, right? But still, I think all of us need somebody that has that extra pair of eyes to be able to look at our business from the outside, because we are too involved in what we're doing. We are way too involved to be able to be objective and to really catch all those moments where we are basically risking veering into the wrong direction that will really take us back. And so whatever that means for you and your current situation, I would just say, find somebody that can be that extra pair of eyes for you from a loving place and from a place of somebody that understands you, that really gets what you're up to. Not somebody that just loves you as a person, but somebody who is an entrepreneur and is a little farther along than you, so they can pull you with them. They can lift you up, right? And I believe that's really, really important. And I hope that everyone on the call has a person like that in their life.
Yeah, and out of that, I 100% agree that that's just really, really important. And as a matter of fact, I will share this about Martina. When her and I were talking on planning this call, we were just kind of chatting about each other's businesses and stuff like that. And she pointed out something to me that was like so, oh my gosh, wow, how did I not see that? And it was like something, I mean, I'm a business coach myself. And I said to her, I totally should have seen that. Like, why didn't I see that? And it was like, you can't see these things for yourself. You absolutely need another pair of eyes and someone to kind of push you a little bit and see what's possible for you. So I do, I mm-hmm. totally concur with you that that's really, really important.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Awesome. So let's go through again. What's the best way for our listeners to, you know, keep in touch, find out more, get access to that free training on your first module?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Thanks for asking. So let's give the URL for that first module again. It's uncoveryourstarpower.com. And what you'll get is access to this call. It's completely free. It's a content-rich training call. Yes, I will give you more information about my Branding with Star Archetypes system, but most of all, we'll dive right into the content and, you know, go really deep into how you can get started and take all those fragments and put them into a beautiful mosaic. So that's the main gift I have for you, but there is more. There's more. I actually have a special bonus for you. For everyone that signs up for that free call, you also get the Brilliant Entrepreneur Success Kit. And that kit consists of the Star Brand Formula, what it really takes to skyrocket your business. That's another free audio with a transcript. And it covers different content than the Uncover Your Star Power call. So it's going to be a nice complement to what you're here on that call. Then you also get a free spot at the Elite Skyrocketer Biz Roundtable. That is a weekly interview series for the entrepreneur who wants it all, a thriving business and a fulfilling life. And I've designed it so that you can have weekly access to fresh content that will inspire you to design the business that you desire, and we cover all sorts of different topics. So it's a really cool program, and you can either activate your forever free membership, or you can choose to try out the elite one. So you'll get this option. You'll get the link as soon as you sign up. And then, obviously, you will also get a bonus subscription to my Inbox magazine. And let me tell you, there is so much coming up, including the Brilliant Entrepreneur Digital Magazine. And I just can't wait. It's going to be such an exciting time in the Star Brand community, so I hope you'll join us. And if you want to reach me directly, my email is martina@starbrandstudio.com.
And let's give out those Twitter and Facebook handles again.
Yes. So you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Star Brand Studio, and then on Facebook, my page is at www.facebook.com/Star Brand Studio. Again, so and you probably guessed, you know, my business is starbrandstudio.com, mm-hmm. So you can find more information there as well. And I really look forward to connecting with you. If you have any questions, post them on my Facebook wall or send me an email or just, you know, reach out. I'm very accessible. So, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts and feedback.
Yeah, well, that was just terrific. So thank you so much for presenting all this great information and for that just, you know, your system and all the great nuggets in there. That was just terrific, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure. And really, again, I really appreciate you having me and sharing the space with me. I'm so happy that we connected, and I look forward to further collaborating with you.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.